The Europe Report with Kanan Lipschitz.
Shalom, shalom to you, Kanan. How are you this afternoon?
Ahlan wa sahlan. Hello to you too.
I like that. That's the smile on my face, and how appropriate, given that the Bahraini foreign minister landed in Israel today. So, you're going to talk to us about a Holocaust rescuer's 101st birthday, Kanan?
Right. It was a very moving event. It also had a ceremonial element in Warsaw last week when Józef Walaczyk received a birthday cake for his 101st birthday. They couldn't fit all 101 candles. It was far too big for the cake that the association that had threw him a birthday bash for their budget. So they just put 10 candles. And then they came to his house. This is a man who, during the Holocaust, rescued his Jewish girlfriend. And through that, he didn't know she was a Jewish at the time. They were actually busy in a motel room doing what young couples do in motel rooms. When the Gestapo raided the hotel where they were staying and started searching the rooms. And that's the moment that this woman, Irena, chose to tell her boyfriend, listen, I'm Jewish. If they catch me, I'm dead. So what he did very quickly is he stuffed her in a cupboard, then he went out of the, then he made vomiting noises, and when the soldiers were searching through the corridor, he ran past them to the lavatory, like a man who doesn't care that the Gestapo is searching the hotel because he just needs to throw up. And then he stays there and he does the vomiting concert, and then the Germans reach the room where his girlfriend is locked and they can't open, so they ask the owner to open the door, and she says, oh, That's the room of the guy who's throwing up in the bathroom. It'll come right out. And then they wrap up the search, and they, thanks to this, they don't discover Irena, his girlfriend, in the room. And through her, he started rescuing more people. He rescued about 50 people because he was a floor manager at a factory, in Warsaw, and he got them jobs. He's known as the Polish Schindler in Poland, and this association called From the Depths threw him a birthday bash, gave him cake. That's all good and nice. But what he didn't know is that in addition to this birthday party, they sent out on social networks a call to people all over the world to send in their greetings, because it's going to be a sad birthday party because of Corona. He's in a risk population. He can't go out. Dozens of people from 49 countries answered the call, including one Holocaust survivor from Australia who is a spring chicken. He's only 100 years old, and he wished Josef, he told him very succinctly, he's German, so he said, I hope you will live the rest of your life well. I will do the same. Thank you for everything.
Wow, what a story. What a beautiful story. I want to move along because I'm conscious of time, and there's two stories I still want to talk to you about. The first one is the fact that a Greek newspaper apparently comparing Pfizer's Jewish CEO to Nazi Dr. Joseph Mengele. I do not understand the connection. Khan, what's their take and why are they saying that?
Well, this paper, we should note, is called Makalelo. It has a history of anti-Semitism. It's kind of the far right's go to publication in Greece, and we'll get to Greece's far right problem in just a second. But because they are connected to this conspiracist audience, they also have a very particular take on the coronavirus pandemic, and they of course think it's a hoax, and that and that was actually the headline for the article that juxtaposes the picture of Albert Bourla, one of the descendants of the few survivors of the Saloniki Holocaust, the Black Sabbath, where they finished off 95% of the Jewish population, with Josef Mengele in the headline. And this same paper, the publisher, was already convicted just recently of defaming another Jewish figure, leader of a Jewish community, by calling him a shark loaner, steals the money from the back door. Now, Greece is a particular case in the annals of anti-Semitism in Europe. It's off the charts. The ADL's index from 2014 and 2015, it's a survey, found that there is 69 to 68% of anti-Semitic sentiment among the population. That's way more than any other country in Europe, even more than Poland's 48%.
And for what reason, Khan?
Well, it's a deeply Christian country. Christian Orthodox tradition does play a part in it. The fact that Jews and Greeks have had friction in their histories isn't helping matters. And it's a very radical country with very strong communist and fascist tendencies. And that was on display in 2012 when the Golden Dawn neo-Nazi party entered parliament because 7% of the population voted for it. Now, just in October last month, 51 leaders of that party were found guilty of being part of a criminal enterprise because they were targeting immigrants. They were murdering people on the street with basically a militia of the Golden Dawn party. And the party was dissolved and the leaders went to jail, but the spirit lives on, as we can see in their publications in that paper, Makalelo.
What a shame we don't have time to talk about Jeremy Corbett. I so wanted you to weigh in on why on earth he is back, but we are out of time. I think you've written an article in the JTA about that, Khan. Is that the place to find out if people are interested?
More coming, obviously. The unending saga of Corbett.